Joining us now is Nigel Farage, co-president of the Europe of Freedom and Democracy Group and national leader of the United Kingdom's Independence Party. Nigel, London is on fire right now. Can you talk to listeners globally about what that's like for you being there in London?
It's absolutely horrifying. I mean, in the past, we've had civil disorder. I mean, 30 years ago, there were a very major series of riots that took place in a place called Brixton in South London. And that was a political battle that happened between the black community and the police at the time. What is so totally extraordinary and perhaps even more frightening about this is there is no real political motive. There is no real cause. This is just mass criminality on a quite unimaginable scale. There aren't just one or two flashpoints. There are hundreds of flashpoints at which people are going out, smashing down doors, looting, setting fire to buildings. And you've literally this morning got millions of decent law-abiding Londoners who are very, very frightened indeed. And we have a government who are mostly on holiday, although we're told some are going to be flying back today, who appear just not to have a clue what to do.
Nigel, I saw this in Los Angeles when they had the riots there. And what was fascinating to me is that people who were not criminals became criminals for a day.
Yes, it's this element of opportunism, isn't it? I mean, there is good and bad in all people. But I suppose the argument must be that if you haven't got very much money and you see the opportunity to have a free television and think that the consequences of getting caught are very limited, then perhaps more people are tempted into being sort of temporary one-day criminals. I just feel that we've got to get a grip pretty quickly, and whilst it may sound a radical thing to do, the police aren't big enough to cope, and I think what the British government needs to do is to call in the army pretty damn quickly, and let's put soldiers on the street. Let's give people a feeling that they can't just run riot everywhere and allow the police to actually get on with their job. Hereafter, of course, we're going to have a problem with hundreds, possibly thousands of people that have been arrested. And what do we do with them? I mean, do we put them in prison? Do we let them straight back out again? And I also think what will happen is there is going to be a debate about policing. And I suspect that Giuliani's tactics in New York of zero tolerance will start to become incredibly popular amongst people in Britain very shortly.
You know,